Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Aaron Richards, one of the co-hosts here on St. Gabriel Radio of Beyond Damascus, where encounter meets mission. I'm also one of the executive directors here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Thanks so much for joining us today, friends. We've got an awesome gospel reflection on Matthew chapter 8. And before we jump in, this is an interesting one. Why? Because I don't know if you've ever had this experience, but I know that I have. When I'm in trouble, or when I know that something needs to change, when I know that something is broken and it needs fixed, when I know that something's a mess and it needs cleaned up, I'm often tempted to be satisfied with just getting partway there, right? I can think of a couple experiences this week. I was cleaning down in our backyard area with my son just yesterday, and we were picking up all the toys. We were putting things back on the shelf where they belong, and he looked at me and he said, "Hey, this is pretty good, right? We're pretty clean now, right?" And I looked around, and as the story goes, we were about 80% of the way done. And I said, "Hey, Diggory, listen. When you're halfway there, that's not the time to lose steam. That's not the time to give up hope," right? Likewise, yesterday I was driving our little ATV around campus, and I noticed that a piece of the plastic on the fairing has come loose. Oh my goodness. So I took a closer look. It's got a couple broken screws. And my first thought was, okay, I need to replace this thing. But then I found a little clip that kind of held it right back into place. So it's just loosely connected, but not quite fixed. And guess what? I haven't ordered that replacement part yet. Why? Because sometimes good enough is good enough for us. Today's reading, we see this same thing happen. When Jesus came to the territory of the Gadarenes, starting in verse 28 of Matthew chapter 8, two demoniacs who were coming from the tombs met him. They were so savage that no one could travel by that road. They cried out, "What have you to do with us, Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the appointed time?" Some distance away, a herd of many swine was feeding. The demons pleaded with him, "If you drive us out, send us into the herd of swine." And he said to them, "Go then." They came out and entered the swine, and the whole herd rushed down the steep bank into the sea where they drowned. The swineherds ran away, and when they came to the town, they reported everything, including what had happened to the demoniacs. Okay, here we have perhaps one of the most spectacular deliverance exorcism stories from Scripture. We have Jesus who goes to these wild, demon-possessed men and frees them of their possession. He throws these demons into the pigs, right? And the pigs run into the sea and die. Man, that must have been a spectacular experience. So I'm sure that in response, the townspeople who had been tormented by these demon-possessed men for many, many years rushed out to Jesus and thanked him for the experience of freedom that he had brought to their community. I think not, right? The whole town came out to meet Jesus, and when they saw him, they begged him to leave their district. We're all in need of healing. We're all in need of, like our backyard, some cleanup. We're all in need of, like my ATV, some functional repair. A lot of times we're happy just to be settled with where we are. The townspeople in this situation, I think they were probably happy to have their demon-possessed feral creatures, men, just outside of the city gates, rather than seeking the wholeness of what God's desire was for them. Where in my life, where in your life today, have you become satisfied with where things stand? Have you become satisfied with brokenness? I'm not hurting anybody that bad, right? Where in your life have you become satisfied with the status quo. Jesus isn't satisfied with the status quo. He desires to dig deep. He desires invasive surgery to bring us to a place of wholeness rather than to a place of satisfaction with how things stand. God, give us the grace to let you dig deep and to partner with you in bringing about our wholeness and restoration. Thank you for joining us this morning on this scripture reflection from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 8. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net and have a blessed day today.